This is the LA News.
With 15 days remaining before the U.S. presidential election, Democratic challenger Joe Biden continues to lead in national polling against Republican President Donald Trump. Millions of Americans are casting early ballots. But Biden's campaign is urging its supporters not to take that lead for granted after Democrat Hillary Clinton was expected to win the 2016 election, only to lose at the last minute on election night to Trump. Poll aggregators show Biden with a 9 or 10 percentage point lead nationally and perhaps half that lead in key battleground states that will determine the outcome of the election. President Trump says he's confident he will be reelected. An unprecedented number of early voters have already cast their ballots in this year's contest. Nearly 28 million people have voted already, either in person or by mail, since early voting started in recent weeks. Experts say as many as half of this year's votes could come in before Election Day, November 3rd. Some of the voters have told interviewers they voted early to avoid Election Day crowds where they might catch coronavirus. The World Health Organization says 184 countries have now joined the COVID-19 Global Vaccine Alliance, known as COVAX. It's designed to speed development and distribution of an eventual COVID-19 vaccine. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that Ecuador and Uruguay are the most recent nations to join the cooperative program. The United States is not part of the COVAX program, calling it too constraining. Earlier this year, the Trump administration said it was withdrawing support for the WHO, saying the group is too heavily influenced by China. President Trump has blamed China in the past for the global spread of the coronavirus. You're listening to VOA News.